086 000 2032, with so many different issues going on. One of the things that we're seeing is that there's a suggestion that institutions of higher learning, technicons, universities, universities of technology, are actually becoming less safe for women, and particularly because of gender-based violence, attacks by men, essentially. It sounds like a very, very serious thing. Let's speak now to the Gender-Based Violence and Femicide Response Fund. You'll remember how important this fund is, and particularly when it was set up. Tsepo Setlofalelo is the spokesperson. Tsepo, good morning, and thanks for your time.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Why do we see an increase in the numbers of women being attacked? What's actually happening? What's their kind of lived experience at the moment?
Stephen, I think what's happening, right, whenever we always talk about high levels of gender-based violence, right, we always talk about how things are going unreported, right? So if you look at the quarter one stats that came out this year when it comes to issues of gender-based violence, there was an increase in numbers. Now, we're still trying to see, is it an increase because matters of gender-based violence are getting more and more, or are people now feeling more comfortable coming out to report these because there's such a focus on gender-based violence? But what we've seen is that what's happening in institutions of higher learning mirrors what is happening in society generally in South Africa, where there's a significant high incidence of gender-based violence and femicide. And you know that there's been cases of that were widely covered in the media where it made headlines, where female students were unfortunately murdered and in some instances cases raped. Now, in the research that we are alluding to in the statement that we took out last week, we see that there's just under 58% of women that are experiencing gender-based violence in universities. And of that 58%, 36% of them are it's physical, right? And while the others are experiencing emotional and verbal abuse. So I think it's an unfortunate one, but it mirrors what's happening in society, where we know South Africa has got the highest levels of gender-based violence and femicide. And it's really an unfortunate situation.
It seems to me bizarre that this is still happening in our society. And I mean, I understand that all societies battle with this. We have such high figures. But you'd like to think that the situation was improving, and particularly because of the big social conversations about it, particularly because of the promises that have been made. I'm not seeing, Tsepo, any sign that it's improving. And I mean, this is what really scares me, and particularly at institutions of higher learning, because they should be safer places for our children. And I mean, these are young people, they're adults, but they are also our children sometimes.
No, absolutely. And you know, earlier on, Stephen, I said to you, it what's happening there in institutions of higher learning reflects what's happening generally in society. And what we are seeing is that rapists and abusers of women are getting younger and younger. So that means that the youth are starting to do it as well, which is unfortunate. And there's a number of issues. There's socioeconomic issues. There's issues of toxic masculinity. You know, when the boys over a beer are talking to each other, they talk about a body count. What's your body count? And I mean, that's the kind of language that we need to start engaging on. We need to start talking about things like toxic masculinity in terms of how boys see women and how women see themselves, but also how boys treat each other and the conversations that it has when it relates to women. There is a microscope on the issue of gender-based violence, but unfortunately, we are not talking about it as often. I'll give you an example. We know that South Africa has significant challenges, right? But people talk about all the other challenges that we have. But gender-based violence doesn't really get the conversation going. Yes, there'll be focus on it when it's 16 days of activism, which will be coming up at the end of this month, or when there's a high incident of crime of gender-based violence that happened and it makes a front page in the news. But on a daily, we don't speak about it. But even with corporates, there's a significant amount of money that we've raised from corporates in terms of channeling it through to community-based organizations that fight the scourge on the ground. But we know that we need significantly more, and not much is being done. If you look at corporate South Africa, if you go to their ESG report, there's nothing that is channeled or put aside to fight gender-based violence. But we know that it's a significant issue, and you really cannot build a future if your women and children are not safe. And it's really something that we need to start putting significant more effort. We need to channel significant more resources if we are going to end it, because it's unfortunately has become normalized behavior, right? So whenever an incident happens, the first point of call is let's keep it quiet, so because we don't want to we don't want to threaten the reputation of the institution. And that the unintended consequence of that, it has normalized gender-based violence, and people don't want to speak about it. It's still taboo in some instances, and we're saying it can't be like that. We need to talk about it openly, and we need to address it.
Tsepo, thanks very much indeed. I really appreciate it. Tsepo Fotlalelo is from the Gender-Based Violence and Femicide Response Fund. 22 minutes after 8.
A message from Rand Water. Since our appointment in October 2021,